Oh yeah, this is the remix edition.
You want to play games, motherfucker?
You shouldn't have gave me the soundboard. Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 47?
47. Goddamn, 47. Man.
Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. If you haven't already, go show support and follow us at PS and BS POD. And of course, subscribe too. Hey, man, we got a lot of games to talk about and some BS. But before all that, I got Biggs out of here. I'm on the board today.
You want to play games, motherfucker?
Oh, my God.
Today is my day, the almighty.
I had a feeling this was going to be bad.
Who wants to go first? Statman?
Well, there's no LST.
There's no B right now, so there's just LST.
All right, LST, man. Sounds like something you get at Walgreens, but all right, go ahead.
What's up, everybody? The Game Whisperer here, the Elite Geek. Nothing new. Ghost, Last of Us. But I did finish, finally, I was waiting for this, The Last Dance on Netflix.
Hell yes.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I mean, what?
I was going to say, you didn't watch it when it came out on ESPN?
I don't have cable. I just streamed.
Oh, okay. Cable cutter.
Yeah, definitely.
Straight up.
Yep, with freaking pliers.
Okay.
I freaking killed that cable.
Hell yeah. I'm behind you.
Fantastic. It was probably one of the, besides the Pistons one that I saw not too long ago, this is one of the better basketball documentaries.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I was a fan of Jordan and obviously Rodman and Pippen, but just watching all that and understanding what, I was there.
And like, so,
I
remember. And such, yeah. And the quality of that footage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean. I was like, what?
I mean, he's a GOAT. I mean, there was no question about it.
There is no other GOAT.
There is no other question. But when you just look at it, because this is what the documentary did as a whole, this guy is undefeated in the finals. I'm sorry, undefeated. That guy when he went to the finals, he won.
Yeah,
like, he gets in his bag
when he wanted to win the game.
That's it. Like, that's it. It's over.
So like, did you get? You finished the whole thing, right?
Yeah, and it was like they could have won seven.
Do you like how he goes, like, purposely he'll make, like, a beef with another player?
That was incredible.
Just to get,
yeah.
Just to be on it. I'm like, dude, it was no real beef. I just put that in my mind. Yeah. He just planted the seed on his own. Yeah, he just,
do you remember when this person said this shit about me? No, I never said that.
Somebody
I know
said,
you
good
did
game,
it,
but
that
was said, it.
I said you said
you
it.
Said that to get me sparked up.
Right.
Yeah, it was incredible. I just, as a whole, like I said, he's the GOAT, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Check that shit out on Netflix.
I think the biggest thing, besides the fact that he never lost in the finals, the biggest piece of, in my eyes at least, that shows that he is the GOAT is...
Run down steals?
Oh, okay. We really are remixing today. Episode 47 remix. Here we go. Damn, you should have thought so, bitch. No, the fact that he kept so many great to Hall of Fame caliber players.
Yes.
Ringless.
Yes.
Dude. Ooh, yes.
Ringless.
Oh.
You can't say that about LeBron. He gave Dirk one. He gave Dirk one.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I watched this documentary, I kind of like walked back my whole LeBron is the best thing on earth. He's the best right now, but
right now
I don't think LeBron now could even compete.
Listen,
not with the mindset.
It's hard.
Think of him going against Detroit, LeBron.
It's hard.
He would flop, and they would stomp him out right there.
Right there.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Isaiah.
They would whoop him right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's your ass on the floor for?
Listen. It's hard. People think, oh, whatever. They make it look easy. Listen, it's hard to win. It's hard to have a winning season. Mm-hmm. It's hard to win in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to win the title. Just once.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, this guy won six. He won when
in
he went.
In a row.
He won three.
Took a break and then three.
That's
for
what
him,
I'm saying.
That's technically six in a row.
That's what I'm saying. He has won six in a row.
When and he's been left on the court. At the top.
So I think... Yeah, I mean, it was one of those, oh, man, yeah, this person's the greatest. Jordan was like, release the tapes.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He was waiting for the right time. He pulled up in the Porsche.
He was like,
don't. Red Porsche.
He was waiting for the right time. Oh, Corona's happening? Everyone's at home?
For somebody to record this back in those days, they must have known he was going to be the shit.
Yeah.
And one last thing I'll say about it. Somebody made a great point at the very end of it. One of the reporters and writers said for basketball, he was huge.
Right.
Not just an outside of basketball and bringing basketball. And David Stern said it. He brought basketball to the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how popular he was without Twitter, without social media.
Yeah. That was on the last episode.
That
was another thing.
How big you got to be to do that. Because now it's like, oh, anybody can be on Twitter and be like, hey, I'm this person from this team. Yeah. And then a million followers. Whatever. And then here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even have to leave their house.
Yeah, they're straight.
You know?
Oh, man.
It's the same thing with music, man.
Oh. That's been it, Lex?
Yeah, man.
Steel, the resident.
Steel 1682, resident fat boy in the building. RGB building, say it all the time.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. I've been doing a lot of streaming, hitting up that Horizon Zero Dawn, trying to knock that out for the fans. A bunch of people been in there watching that. Very little Call of Duty. I haven't really been playing a variety of games. Been watching more TV lately, it seems like.
There's always time to like step back, especially we're getting like closer to the fall where all this nut shit's about to happen with the new systems and new games. Yeah. So, you know, I kind
of
want to.
I've been doing a lot of like farming and just kind of just putting time in other places, like 2K19, just like you get close to that cap point where you're about to level up and you're like, all right, now it's time to grind it a little bit. And then once you hit that cap, then it's whatever.
Yeah.
But, That's it, man. I haven't been really playing much of anything too crazy.
Sheesh.
Rogue Company's already toxic. I said it was going to happen. So,
you know. This guy's been cussing that game. Either love it or hate it at this point.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, but we got it for free, man. And we're going to bless somebody else today for free, man.
Oh, yes.
The Almighty, man. Been on pretty much a little bit of everything. The Rogue Company. I pulled a button on... what is it? Cuphead, finally on PS4.
That we'll was talk fun
about,
to watch.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah. That was fun to watch.
What else? Something just went across my mind. The game I was playing streaming yesterday, Fall Guys from Devolver Digital. This will be the next big thing to gaming.
Wow. Okay.
That went dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, because the game's such a light, happy game. So just... made it seem like it was like that a Doom 3.
Whoa.
All right, man. With that being said, man, we got a game of the week?
Yeah, we do. It's
Wait. Normally, when it's my turn, I announce the ghost in the room.
Go ahead,
bro. That's right.
We forgot that. God, we forgot about Biggs.
Biggs who?
We don't
Sheesh.
Hear it.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there's Biggs. On the soundboard. He's on the soundboard.
Yeah, we put him in the box.
Yeah,
in the box.
Yeah.
We made a call to Elon Musk.
We put
Musk.
His voice in the box.
We made a call to Elon
Hit the
Musk.
Button to hear
and
his
we,
in
and
the
we
box.
Wanted to figure out how to put him in there. He's immortal. He's immortal now.
I'm sorry, guys.
So as you can see, obviously, for those who are watching and not just listening.
Three man band.
There's only three of us again. And it's not Lex this time.
Yeah, man. If you thought boy bands had issues, a podcast.
Yeah, Biggs, let's just say he was feeling under the weather and decided not to be here, I guess.
Yeah, man.
I guess that's the way we can say
told him not to go on that chicken daddy date, but.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, a little chicken daddy. chicken daddy date.
And, all right.
Now he's feeling.
Game of the week, baby.
Game of the week. Well, I got it confused because I thought this game is on PS Now. It is on PS Now, and I wanted to give it some props. Watch Dogs 2.
All right.
I want to give this game some light because it's one of those Mad Max games where it came out in 2016. Mm-hmm. 2016 was nuts too. A lot of these games, man, the release date, a game, there's so many awesome
that
games
matters
that we haven't heard of. That are so great, but they get erased because of other major releases. And that's why everybody gets out of everybody's way.
Right.
When big releases come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you guys played Watch Dogs 2?
Hell yeah, I own it.
It's on PS Now.
I beat both.
I know. I plan on playing it.
Play it.
I have the disc if you want to
borrow
it.
You'll love.
Oh, it's on PS Now.
It's on PS Now. You'll love the co-op. and the multiplayer. It's got several modes.
Yeah.
For you guys, co-op missions, hacking invasion, hunters. Man, it's a total package. Plenty of DLC. I don't know if the PS Now version has a DLC. I doubt it. But check it out, man. Watch Dogs 2. I wanted to give a little props to Watch Dogs 2. Play this game. It's on PS Now, guys. That's why I wanted to pick it. I'm trying to kind of lean on these games because there's a lot of gems on PS Now.
Yeah, and
you guys should pick up.
We're about to get out of PS4, so it'd be good to knock out some of these games in your backlog. And definitely. This is in it.
Yeah, definitely. Getting ready for Legion, so you kind of understand the vibe.
Right. Because that's pretty much where they set the tone for Legion.
Yeah.
Because if you look at Legion, you definitely see that it's a...
Yep.
Like,
yep.
1 and 2 is night and day.
Yeah, it's completely different.
You don't have to play 1 to play 2.
Exactly. Yeah. Marcus Holloway is one of my favorite characters.
Okay.
He's in my top 10.
Wow.
Of all time. He's very relatable.
Where's Sam Fisher?
Where is Sam Fisher? That's the question.
Yeah.
Before we go there, man. All right. So that was game of the week. Yes, Watch sir. Dogs 2 on PS Now. Right now. You know, we're advocates of that PS Now. But with that being said, man, we got a winner to announce, man.
Let's do it.
We got a winner, man. So we had a giveaway last week. If you left the hashtag and the timestamp for when you heard one of these sounds, I think it was this
Sheesh.
One.
Yeah, it was that one. Was
you won a code for Rogue Company.
Rogue Company.
Very toxic relationship that Bobby's going through right now. We're all on there
not
playing.
Really, I just signed on to play it.
So with that being said, man, the winner of this week's giveaway is Teague Hester.
Yeah,
Teague Hester, fellow
Cowboy fan.
Oh, shit.
This wasn't planned. I really didn't. He picked it after we got here. It just so happens that I'm wearing my Cowboys jersey, and he wins.
Yeah, and his comment.
Shout out, We Them Boys.
Yeah, his comment was really lit. He said, by far, this is my number one most followed channel. Love you guys, man. Of course, the timestamp and all that he needed. So
thank you, sir.
Thank you for all of that. You know, that being said, let's get into some BS.
BS.
Boom, Bostic.
What?
Sheesh.
No idea.
I don't know, but hey, I think this is this news I think came out last week, and this kind of like went over my radar until I found it. I'm like, this is real? Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr.
It's happening.
Pay-per-view.
It's happening.
This is real.
Yeah.
Listen, I've said
he's on Shark Week next week.
He's supposed to be wrestling or boxing a great white, apparently, is the way that they're making it sound.
Yeah. Someone's going to get bit.
I hope he's good.
And
man.
It's going to be the shark.
Right. Wow.
It's going to be the shark getting bit.
I hope Mike is good, man. I'm a huge fan.
I've seen his videos. He looks good, but I don't know how good for rounds.
Yeah, that's the
rounds
thing.
Taking
the punishment.
He's had a very tumultuous journey in his life. And he was in a very good place before this.
Right.
Tumultuous? I've never heard that word in my life.
Yeah.
Because he has a successful podcast.
Yeah, he had a one-man show. You know, he's definitely been an advocate for his type of lifestyle, you know, being a better person and stuff. And he said on a Joe Rogan podcast not too long ago, he said, nah, man, because Joe's like, I bet you can still do some damage. And he's like, I don't want to start working out. I don't want to start doing this because he works out light. And he's like, I don't want to get that ego again. Because once that ego gets going, then I get back. And I remembered that. And I'm like, good, bro. Because he was like, I want to stay away from that guy.
Right.
I don't want to be
I'm scared
that
guy. Of that guy.
He was like, that's not me anymore. And Joe was like, man, that's what you're known for. You know, freaking. And he was, I understand, but I don't want to have nothing to do with it. I don't care about that.
Right.
And so then
he's a real life Hulk.
I saw the videos and the journey.
Right. Little teasers.
And here we are, and I'm like, bro, I just hope he's in a good place, first and foremost, mentally.
I think he's going to destroy Roy. I don't think he has a chance. Like, if you watch his videos compared to Mike's, it's like damn near night and day.
I mean, it's Tyson, man.
So I feel like it's not going to be a long match.
No.
It's not going to be a long
match. For his sake.
Yeah.
Should not be a long match.
I'm definitely watching pay-per-view. If I got to pay for whatever, I'm definitely watching this.
It is what it is.
I
just hope after everything's said and done and the smoke clears, he's okay.
So,
But I feel like if he ends up on top, I feel like he'll do another one.
As long as he's okay, bro.
Here's the thing. I was talking to Greg at work.
Yeah.
He feels like this is a staged fight. That it's strictly for what he said?
Cash? Grab?
Well, that too, but it's
entertainment?
Hold on.
Man, I forgot the word he used. Like when you do something for a cause.
A benefit? Like a
charity type thing.
A charity fight.
Yes, charity fight. There you go. He's saying that this is like a charity fight. It's staged, and it's on the contract that they can't go certain ways if one of them starts to, like...
Get their ass beat.
So basically, if Mike Tyson becomes the Hulk and starts
pounding Roy Jones, then
the fight's going to get stopped right there.
Which is right.
Inevitable.
Right.
Right there. That they're just going to...
That's what I'm saying.
And then they're going to get in trouble.
A lot of shit could be said. Like, you could be like, hey, man, let's go play some basketball, man. I got all this clothes on. I'm not going to really play too much. And then once you get that ball in your hand.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what I said.
Once you're in that field, once your feet hits that mat, your mind starts playing games. And now you at 100 when you thought you was at 30.
Exactly what I said. They could sit there and say, oh, yeah, this is going to be a charity fight. And we're going to, you know, pull punches and just kind of go out there for the fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, go rounds just to try to collect money and this and that.
It can start
that
way.
And I said, once they get in there and he hits him and he hits him, the ego. The boxer, the fighter in them are going to come out, and they're going to go ham. They're going to go toe-to-toe.
That's what people want.
Yes.
And that's what people want, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not expecting to see a knockout, though. I mean, probably a knockdown, but not an actual knockout.
I don't know,
I think it'll end in decision.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I hope it doesn't end in a knockout.
For so long in his history and all his issues.
If he loses his match, will this ruin his...
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Hell no.
Okay.
No, I didn't watch. I mean, I watched his earlier stuff on video, but I never actually watched the fights live. Like, the only fights I remember was, like, towards the end. Like, the Holyfield shit, the biting of the ear type stuff. That stuff I remember watching. But I was young when that kind of shit, George Foreman and all those guys.
Yeah,
me too.
I was just really young. And at the time, for me, boxing was boring as hell. I was really into WWF.
Right.
And that was the exciting shit. All the lights and the fireworks. The
pyro and shit.
It was a more fast pace.
Right.
Boxing to me was boring as hell. So whenever we watched the fight, I was just, Mike Tyson's fights
were not boring. It was quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't
relax. It was pretty much, oh, we're going to watch the fight? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Goldberg. Down,
ding, ding, ding.
Right, let's put 30 on
the
card.
How long you put the popcorn for? 9 minutes. Damn.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, Lex, I know you've been thinking talking about this movie on and off. This Batman, what DC? What is it? Is it Batman?
Justice League Snyder Cut.
Yeah, the Snyder Cut.
Listen, they just uploaded a clip of Superman in the black suit. I was so excited, I spelled suit sweet in the black suite. Fantastic! That's how excited I am about this. Totally nerding out. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know. In the Death of Superman comics, when Superman came back, he had a black suit, long hair, looked completely different, didn't really have the full extent of his powers till later on. But that was rumored while this was filming, the black suit, because he died in the, spoiler alert, Batman versus Superman. If you bothered to watch that movie, it wasn't bad.
I did not.
Sorry.
I don't care.
I know, I've been telling you forever. It's okay. So this follows that story where he came back, and the way they did it in the original cut didn't cut it. Pun intended. And there was a clip of him in the black suit, and it's actually real. Like, I didn't even – a lot of people were like, yeah, they're going to – no, they actually filmed this, man. They actually filmed Superman in the black suit, which is crazy. So that blew up all over the internet, because that's good news, saying that Zack Snyder really went all in the original Snyder cut. So, HBO Max.
They just got to get that shit on more platforms. I'm this close from canceling because I can't watch it on my TV because my TV's an Amazon Fire TV.
Yeah, man, it's
like
it's,
I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna buy more equipment just to have this.
Remember this app game is fairly new for a lot of these companies. They've been so dependent on cable, dependent on that type of model.
They need to cut the deal, man. They need to.
They're trying to get in there.
Cancel the other HBO app. Shit. Get over it.
Oh, yeah, that's going down. Now?
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, that's going
down. Still on the fucking fire.
It'll be there, but it'll come down eventually.
All right, man. Well, speaking of cinema, you know, we've been advocates of Splinter Cell for the past couple of weeks, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Be careful. Lex might turn into the Hulk.
Let me just read this. Let me just get this off how I read this. Sam Fisher is coming back.
Sheesh.
Coming back? Coming back? Netflix announces Splinter Cell animated series.
And we're down to
by
two.
John Wick writer Derek whoever. Two seasons, around 16 episodes.
We lost Lex.
What? No.
Oh, Lex
that's
is
not
back.
What we wanted. This is not how it's supposed to. So you telling me that you guys got a writer for John Wick and said, you know what? Instead of making a game, we're going to go ahead and make a animated series? What are we doing?
What's wrong with that, though?
Give me the game first. Then do whatever you want to do.
At least you're getting something.
Okay, what if they would have said, you know what? We're not going to give you Last of Us 2 for another 2 years, but you're going to get the HBO special first.
I'd watch it.
You'd be happy with that?
Yeah.
Well, at least
because I'm still getting what a part of.
Okay,
what
let's say they never even announced Last of Us 2, because that's pretty much this. They never announced another Splinter Cell game, but you're just getting a show out of nowhere. You be cool with that?
I mean, there were talks of God of War movies/shows instead of another game. I was happy. At least I'm getting a part of what.
At least you
I
got
enjoyed.
A God of War this generation.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like at least
and
you're getting
rumbling
something.
For another one next one. So.
At least you're getting something. I mean, there's an Uncharted movie coming out. I can't wait to something. See it flop
Lex,
or at least do
Lex.
Good.
Lex,
I can't, bro. All right, listen, we got a new Rainbow Six before Splinter Cell. We've had two Far Cries before another Splinter Cell.
We had Watch Dogs
before we had a Watch Dogs sequel. And another Watch Dogs that we're getting. Legion.
Lex is powering Splinter up. Cell. He ate a mushroom. He powered up.
Bro.
At this point, they're just messing with me. They're just messing with my feelings.
What's that commercial when he had the little fishing line? He's like, you almost got it.
Yo. Almost
that's how I feel.
You gotta be quicker than that.
Because they keep putting them in other games. They keep putting them in these freaking Tom Clancy, Wildlands, and all this shit, and Breakpoint. They keep having his avatars in other games.
Whatever. I mean, I'll watch it. That's great news.
Bro.
Guys, you want to get more mad?
What?
I never played Splinter Cell.
I'm not mad about that.
Mm. Oh.
You're not really a stealth guy? Metal Gear?
I played the first one a little bit, but no more.
It's fine. It's not something.
Same thing with Siphon Filter. I played like a little bit of it,
Gabe. Yeah, the Blacklist. If you're gonna play a Splinter Cell, if you want to know where it's at, Blacklist.
Yes,
Blacklist is the greatest Splinter Cell game ever made. Yeah. Blacklist is co-op multiplayer.
Yeah, the whole nine, fully loaded,
yeah. And like fleshed out.
Around those time when those games came out, I was more into sports fighters multiplayer, like co-op
what,
type shit.
What made that
I was
game?
Playing with my brother.
What made that game really different, that's, I remember to this day, was the first time I was able to shoot out a light in a room.
Oh, yeah.
And none of the guards could track you in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, you had a meter. Be like, oh, you can be seen or not. Like, for, like, that generation of gaming, that's like PlayStation 2 and original Xbox, that wasn't in games to have that.
Yeah. No, like, that was you changing the environment.
Right.
And you're even though everything was very linear.
Right.
You can still play around, right. Which is the Ubisoft formula, Far Cry.
Yeah, man, it's nuts.
Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed. You play around with the area that you're in, and to hit your objective. Yeah. But I mean, that's great. I mean, the franchise.
We're gonna get another Metal Gear before we get another freaking Splinter Cell. At
definitely.
All right, man. I have it on here. I don't know if you want to bring it up. The Witcher.
Yeah. Again, Henry Cavill on that role. You know, The Witcher. To me, mm-hmm. was a very good series, very successful. again, the Henry Cavill curse, where instead of working on the second season, they're working on something completely different, a prequel, right?
Yeah.
A prequel. That's great.
Great. We're going
back to the first Witcher.
We're going back, guys.
Forget Man of Steel 2, which I've been waiting for, like, you know, only 6-7 years for, maybe more. But let's put Batman vs Superman, Justice League, Aquaman, Wonder Woman. Let's make all Shazam. Got a movie.
Hey, let us know in the comments if y'all really want this movie podcast, this cinema pod, cinema and BS. Yeah, podcast. Cinema.
I'm ready. As you can see, I'm ready. I'm done.
We got to go in, man. But
news
all right.
is just pissing me
you got
off.
Got anything else to say? You got anything, Bobby, on Witcher?
I didn't like it. So game or show.
Oh,
so
wow.
There you go.
Damn. All right. Let's keep it moving, man. Let's get into some PlayStation and gaming news.
I got something.
Go ahead, man.
No, you go first because mine is.
I'll just start off with Cuphead.
Gut punch.
Cuphead was originally an Xbox, I guess now we know, a timed exclusive, made by like two guys, hand-drawn, everything.
What a game, man.
You know, looking at the game, never playing the game, I thought the game would be like a fun, you know, like a Mario game, like something to just pick up. Until I bought the game, like I rushed. Bought, as soon as I heard it was on the PlayStation.
I remember,
Call my girl up. I said, hey, man, turn the PlayStation on, man. I got a game that's about to download. It's coming through now. So I get home. I'm like, bro, I'm streaming this today. As soon as I started my Twitch stream, somebody came in. I think it was Nullik. He said, oh, you playing Cuphead. This is like the 2D Bloodborne or what's the other hard-ass
game? Souls.
Demon Souls.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's Dead Cells. I'm like, hold on, what? I'm like, no fucking way. So I'm like... He's just talking crazy. Awesome. He's talking crazy, man. Shit. This is a platform, man. I'm good at this shit.
Yeah.
5 hours later, I only had one level beat.
Yeah, I saw that stream.
Yeah.
It was almost expected that you were going to die. It was like, right. Oh, he's going to die now.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, though, and you want to say, you know, earlier we had a little conversation. You said that I wasn't a gamer for what reason? I forgot what we were talking about, but.
Oh, the movie Ready Player One.
I've never seen Ready Player One.
Yeah. Who?
Me.
Oh.
I just said it just.
Yeah,
oh,
and
okay. Hot
says,
take.
Oh, and you're a game, whatever. It took him streaming on Cuphead to find out what HP meant.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what the fuck. I was like, what is this HP?
He's like, what's this one HP? I'm like, touch something and find out.
And I only got three of them things.
He's like, I only get three. Well, you got three shots.
Yeah, this shit is tough.
And that happens
but
quick.
HP
I watched
hit points, which equals your life.
Right. I felt defeated. Now, the funny thing is I felt defeated after that stream. I was like, damn, am I going to go back to this game? And I watched a 30-minute documentary they had on YouTube from the developers. And after hearing their point, it wasn't like they on purposely made this game hard. If you go back and play like the original Mario and all those games that was on the original, those games are pretty tough.
Yeah,
like
man.
The mask on Super Nintendo, I can't get past the second level.
Mario's
like,
a one-hit kill.
Like those games.
Yeah. If you don't power up.
Right,
yeah, if
right.
you don't power up.
Like some of those games are pretty tough. So that was just in the same vein. Like this game should have came out during then. It would be that tough.
Same
so,
with Crash Bandicoot.
And not only that, it was like once you beat a level, you get that feeling of like you don't get it in like, let's say I beat Call of Duty at the end and the credits roll. I'm like, all right, cool. Or Spider-Man, credits roll. I'm like, all right, cool, good game. But, like, I beat one level in Cuphead, and I'm like I got a touchdown at the Super.
He was going nuts.
Because I'm replaying the same level 100 times, and when I finally beat it,
yeah,
I don't even know what flashes across the screen when you beat the level. I just know that I got back to the main hub, and the flag went up. I was so excited. So for that point, it's like I'm playing the game just to get that rush every time. So
I might pick it up. It was nuts hearing you and Nullik
talk about it.
Multiplayer playing it.
Oh yeah,
we did
the share play.
They
thanks
managed
for
to
share play. We were able to do multiplayer because they don't have matchmaking. We're able to do it, and you know we weren't successful, but we at least got farther than we would have if we played by ourselves.
That's good.
Pretty good game, man. But if you got $20 and you're into those, you know, Unforgiven games, pick
such
it up.
It's a great game. It's a labor of love, and it shows, man. What a game.
Yeah, good shit, man. And this game is gonna sell. It's gonna sell a lot, man.
Hell yeah.
With that being said, Lex, you said you had something, man.
I have something.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert.
Oh shit! Cover my ears.
No, you guys are way past.
Oh, is this the?
This is my Last of Us.
The Last of Us 2. You got to a certain point.
I got to a certain point in the game where I kind of feel like I'm understanding.
Sheesh.
Let's find something.
Yeah, just find something.
Okay, because you're hitting them all.
I'm just
testing them. So I think I'm a little bit past the halfway point, if anything.
Okay.
We'll let you know.
I am no longer Ellie.
Okay.
I'm just straight up Abby.
So you're in the last, not quarter.
No. So you got, you play more her, than half. You play her for
right
about
now.
A good,
I'm looking for Owen.
You play for a good 7 hours of Abby straight.
Yeah.
So I'm halfway almost. Almost halfway.
Out of 30 hours, right?
Yeah. Oh, I still got a little bit. I'm good. I'm excited.
Well, that's on our level. Remember, he's playing on hard and he's, you know, turning over every leaf.
Yeah.
On our level, we all finished it around the 35-hour mark.
Did you find like a, so you just started as her?
I already did the, no, dude, I'm finding Owen. I already separated from her friend, one of the Spanish guys.
Okay.
He threw me over the fence, and I'm already headed towards that Ferris wheel.
Okay. Okay.
I already met the first clicker that you're in the freaking behind the walls, and you're like freaking jumping back, and that thing's on top of you, and you just, you know, you like, anyways. Yeah. But prior to that, a lot was revealed. Her motivation,
mm-hmm. Right?
The story why she, spoiler alert, did what she did to Joel.
We already made a whole episode.
I know. I haven't seen that episode. I haven't seen that episode.
I know, but you're not ruining it for anyone.
All right.
Wii Sports.
We already did it.
Anyways, I haven't seen it.
saying is you can speak with having an open conscience because we already did the dirty.
Spoiler alert, man. That's all. Yeah. That's all you got to say. Go ahead, man.
So I'm here to say I understand Abby's motivation. I understand her drive. And I really like the character. Honestly, I really like the character. Like, I understand. Now, here's my thing. I understand Ellie's motivation.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I understand Abby's motivation. This game could have flipped, and I would have felt the same. The reason why people, I think, me as a Last of Us fan, were mm-hmm. more attached to Ellie and Joel, because we got their whole story from beginning to end.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Where they are. But this easily could have been Last of Us 1 could have been Abby and her dad.
Right.
It could have been that. And had Ellie done that to Abby's dad or whatever in that
sense.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. When you're saying flip the characters over.
Yes. Yeah, make Last of Us 1.
Abby and her dad and then Ellie and Joel.
I understand everybody's motivation, which at the end
Abby's
of the day.
Abby's dad would have killed Joel and then Ellie would have went. Right. Ballistic like Abby did. Yes. Okay.
So that's why I say that I understand Abby's motivation and I understand Ellie's motivation. Okay. Now, that being said, Abby's way of going through things, I relate more to her character than to Ellie.
Okay.
Because Ellie's a bit more, Ellie is basically just killing everybody. Just about.
Anyone in her way.
Anyone in her way. Abby's more focused on one person. Abby did let her go. He could have killed her. When after
she was about to, they stopped her.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. She killed Joel, and they were about to kill Ellie, and she was like, "Nope."
I thought they killed Tommy too at that point.
Yeah, let her go. Yeah. She was like, "Let her go." So her motivations, her focus was clear to me, and I can relate more to that. And now, what her father was about to do, and their mission, and mm-hmm. her story, and her friends. I'm feeling that. Like, that's a great story. Like, Abby's story is, like, really good. Again, I like both characters, but I really like Abby's character, and I like the way they I like the way they set it up and the way they're telling you her story and just her as a person. Her focus was just that, and let's get moving, mm-hmm. as opposed to what Ellie's been doing where she's kind of like I relate to Ellie, too, obviously. She's kind of like, anybody that's in my way is done. I don't care who you are, whatever. And now you're seeing Abby's friends that were killed by Ellie prior. And it's just, I get it. I get what Naughty Dog is doing. That being said, too, I like how Abby plays better. It's more my type of.
Yeah, it's Joel.
Yeah, it's Joel. Yeah, it's more my type of thing. I mean, I feel, you know, I feel that I like that you can feel the differences between Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Abby.
Different feel, different storyline, different.
There's, you know,
different weapons.
There's the cunning, speed, and stealth versus power, precision, and just freaking
explosives and some shit like.
Yeah, she has a lot of explosives and stuff like that. So I love that. Mm-hmm. So I read some of the comments, you know, here and there, and I guess people feel one way or another, but I really understand both sides of the story. It's like you said, and now I can finally say, fucking Walking Dead, man. Like,
and you told me it wasn't.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you're like, there's no way.
But because I didn't know what you were talking about, because you didn't want to say it, because you were being very careful, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
Because I was thinking Walking Dead, like the show, and but I was thinking of, it's, everybody's just trying to survive, man, and there's no good guy, bad guy.
Technically. Right.
It's just, we're just trying to survive. You mess with my clique,
people.
Yeah, you mess with my clique, and that's, you're going down. Yeah, exactly. I trust my people, and that's it. And the same thing with the clique that's messing with you. You mess with it. Everybody's just trying to live and do their own thing.
Right.
That's so why, I understand.
That's why my argument was the players who said it was trash right off the rip just because everyone else did, they didn't play with them putting themselves in that mindset.
Yes, yes.
And that's what you have to do when you're watching shows like The Walking Dead, is they do some nut shit on it. Same thing with Game of Thrones. They do some nut shit on there.
They do.
But it's like, you got to put your mindset in that time, that era. What would you do if you were in that situation?
Yeah. Exactly what you said. Yeah, now I'm being quiet for a reason right now.
Because I'm not done.
Because you're not done.
Right.
Once you finish, don't spoil it for him. Once he's finished,
I'm saying, so far this is my update.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I co-sign what you're saying.
Because I understand the motivation.
Once you get credits roll,
then we'll see if you have the same.
I want to see what your take on that.
If your thought changes,
yeah, that's fine. But I just want to give an update on where I am, because
I agree with what you're saying.
It was a major twist because you got up to the point where it's like, okay, no more Ellie for a while. It looks like.
I still feel like, oh shit, Biggs is outside.
Where's he at?
Oh, he's just out there walking around.
Oh,
well, he has to get in his car.
So,
why do you laugh like that?
So yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at. I just want to give an update on how I'm feeling it so far.
Okay.
So for that being said, in the future,
I fucking love Abby, man.
Hold on. In the future, here's what has to happen. When this happens and a big title game like this comes out, and we all know we're going to get it, we have to finish it.
Right.
Before we do
A spoiler,
because I needed you on that episode.
Yeah,
and I told you this before you got to this point.
I'm and I wanted.
I'm pretty sure you would have been more on my side, and it could have been a 50-50 battle instead of, you know, a handicap match.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, I am gonna finish it, obviously, and then I want to do a retrospective thing.
Yeah, I think moving forward, we can do it where we kind of
us as a group.
What he's saying is that when big games like this come out, you know, I understand you want to take your time. And,
okay, any other game, I wouldn't care. Last of Us is special to me.
So if Last of Us 3, same toll.
Same deal, yeah. Anything that has to do with Last of Us. If Uncharted comes out,
you'll run through that.
That because I am attached to those characters. I love that universe. But Last of Us to me, Last of Us 1 was the point. Last of Us 1 is the game I show people. It's the game I tell people. Where they're like, oh, you play games? Oh, isn't that for kids? And the Mario? And like, listen. I'm going to show you something that you have no idea that destroys 90% of the movies that you see in the theaters that are garbage, that have no substance, no story. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you something that will actually give you feelings, that will actually keep you invested for hours.
Right.
Not 2 hours, not an hour and a half, for plenty of hours.
Right.
And I go, Last of Us is the game that pretty much said to me, this is where gaming is at. This is where we're at. This is what's happening. This is the pinnacle of gaming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about just gameplay and things like that, but just as an art form. It's art.
Okay.
So that's what with Last of Us, I am going to take my time because it's different. But Uncharted.
And if we do it that way, let's do it like this. Let's do it like, if let's say they do a Last of Us 3, which I'm pretty sure they will. Let's do it like, hey, we're going to do the first spoiler cast, the first two chapters. You know, and we just do a spoiler cast on the first two chapters. Then we do part two of that spoiler cast. It's next two chapters, you know, something like that, where it's like we all plan, but we all get to smell the roses at the same time.
Yeah, like that's probably that's only the only game right now, because it's very story heavy.
Right.
But you did play it, put it down, play other stuff.
Well, he had other things going on too.
Well, yeah, the whole move too. I understand. Yeah.
I play when but, I play, when I sit down and actually saying, play. Yeah. I'm going through Ghost and Last of Us. I'm doing both.
I don't know how you can do that.
That's. I mean, I have all night.
Well, I mean, just like, you know, when you're like,
yeah, but all that
Last
time
of Us is like one of those games where I can't put down and then pick back up, because then I'm going to have to relearn the controls of like, oh shit, I got a craft. Oh yeah, I forgot I got a craft shit. Oh shit, I could throw this over there and get him, you know. I don't know. I'm just one of those guys where like,
no, I get you.
You play. I'm pretty sure the control schemes are different on both games. Yeah. That's what
When I get it, when I get invested in that game, I just play that game until it's over.
Here's the thing,
When I play Resident Evil or Final Fantasy VII Remake, that was the only game I played.
Right.
The thing is, with me, I have a schedule with everything I do, and my time to play. If I only play one game, I am not going to be able to play anything else, and it's going to take me even longer.
Oh wow.
So my life is like a schedule.
Well, you got something else to add to the schedule, I'm pretty sure, man.
Oh yeah.
We got another War Table Avengers.
Yes, we did.
Did you watch it, Bobby?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
I watched it this morning.
All right.
Not gonna lie, I forgot.
Since it's fresh on your head, you wanna go ahead and
give me your take first?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
No matter. I respect it.
I hate these handicap matches, man.
Oh, my God. It's not a handicap match.
It's not.
It's going to be when I say what I'm going to say. Y'all already were like, we haven't played the game.
I haven't played the game.
It's so great.
We never said it was great.
Right. I haven't played the game. Right.
I think it's too much.
Okay. Fair enough.
The characters still don't look like themselves. Who's that Stretch Armstrong bitch?
Oh, that's Miss Marvel, man.
Miss Marvel? They called her like Morocco or Malachi or some shit like that in the game.
No, her real name is Kamala Khan.
Kamala Khan. Where'd she come from?
Oh, she's in the comic books.
She's in the comic books.
Miss Marvel. She idolizes.
You never played like Ultimate License Alliance? No.
Yeah, she idolizes Captain Marvel, and she has the same suit. Yeah,
but she's not in Avengers.
This is
not based off of the MCU. There's Marvel Cinema Universe, and then there's actual Marvel Universe.
Yeah, this is not the MCU game.
This is not MCU. So if you're trying to equate it, this is
the first time I've ever seen this girl.
Yeah, right. I know, for a lot of people.
If you're not,
I don't want
if you're
that. Not, I want not, Thor.
Thor's in there.
Not in the beta, apparently.
Yeah, he's not in the beta, but he's gonna be in the game.
He's gonna be in the game.
He's in the game.
They got they're adding Hawkeye.
And they're adding Hawkeye.
They're adding characters.
Other than this random chick that you don't even have to have on your team.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't have to have her on your team.
I get it.
You can have Thor, Hulk, and Iron Man, and whoever.
I get it. I mean, the fight sequences look pretty cool, but.
Is it just that Destiny, like the gear score and all that? Is that turning you off?
Yeah.
You know why they do
big
that?
Time.
You know what? Okay, here's the thing. Kamala Khan just serves as the bridge to the story. Because there's a campaign where you can play by yourself.
Right.
I get it.
That's what she does. Now, as far as the Destiny stuff, the reason why they did that.
Endgame stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I believe they did that, and I'm kind of seeing, now that since I told you, I finally know what this game is, because I didn't know, because they just showed us a hack and slash before.
Right, right.
And I'm like, I don't want to play that. I thought
it was like a Final Fantasy straight.
Yeah, I already have that. Like, I've been playing that. Mm-hmm. I need something new. Because there's going to be 50 Thors, a million Thors, and they want you to customize and have your own play style. It's freaking Destiny.
Right.
It's freaking Destiny with the Marvel Universe, and I mean, like that idea.
I get it with the gear score and stuff like that, but in Destiny, you have a Titan,
True, right, but it looks different.
But this one...
And it has different powers and different roles.
Right, because if you have a Titan, they have different archetypes.
So you can have one Void, one whatever. I get that, but that's still only just like choice of three. And then everyone's gonna run practically the same fucking armor. The only difference is, I'm gonna run the bubble, so I have this helmet. Okay, I'm running hammer, so I'm gonna have this chest.
These people have more powers.
That's like
these
the only difference.
These are superheroes.
You know, more powers.
This just seems so much more like I don't know. Destiny ruined it for me. I'm so over Destiny. I'm done with it. I probably will delete it very soon.
There is Destiny fatigue.
And
yes,
I just this whole gear score thing. The what's the other one we played in the streets?
Division.
Division. That wore me out. Like, I'm tired of this gear score shit.
I think what's going on is this gear score. You played Last of Us. You played Final Fantasy. So you're enjoying those games where you don't have to think of, damn, I need to get this helmet over here. I got to get this fucking...
Well, I'm playing...
Chess piece.
Horizon Zero Dawn again, and that's what I did last night. I just sat there and grinded some off-air stuff that is kind of boring and streaming that I think, so I can get the better bow and the better outfit and stuff like that. Right. But there's no gear score.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's just... This outfit's for if you're going to be in the snow, and it protects you from this and this. Sweet. Right. This outfit is this and this and this and this.
Like Red Dead. Red Dead had the same thing. Just a soft level of, hey, it's this snowing, wear this jacket.
Oh, this arm piece is level 90 and it does this and this. But
that's
fine.
And that's understandable.
That's understandable.
I'm not over it
because I'm pretty sure I always say I'm not going to get the Destiny, but I end up getting it. So that's why I stopped saying I'm not going to get Destiny. As soon as I see the trailers over and over, I'm going to get it. With this, I'm pre-ordering the game just to play the beta.
Me too.
Early.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am going.
Big skip for me. I could care less.
We'll let you know.
So are you going to play Godfall?
That's Looter a hack slasher?
Looter
slasher, yeah.
Yeah, where you're going to have armor and everything, just like Destiny?
It's a Destiny, but no guns.
No guns. You never saw the game?
I didn't see no gear score.
Buckle up, buddy.
Yeah, man, it's that type of game.
Well, then if that's the type of game, then I won't be getting it.
Yeah.
Damn it, man.
Simple as that. I'm fucking done with gear scores.
Don't say that, man. You're going to be there, man. We need you, man. I can see you being like Captain America or something. I'll be Hulk. That gotta be Black Widow. Oh, Black Widow.
Okay. Well, that's who I would pick if I had to pick someone. I like the way she
Fine,
was
then
playing.
I'll. Well, then I'll
you know
pick
what?
Iron
you know
Man.
What? Let's do this. There is an open beta for PlayStation. Well, you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to pre-order anything. I think that's on the 14th.
Yeah, a week from.
Can you at least download the open beta and give it a run with us?
I'll be there.
Only if Lex is literally there.
Hey, Lex will be there.
Let me tell you. Hold on.
He literally needs to be there.
All right. Here's
not. I'm gonna be there, and then
I have put in the chat several times. This is a behind the scenes shit.
Patreon.
World War Z.
Oh my god.
GTA.
It's on my system.
He did it one time last week.
And nobody. Crickets.
World War Z.
What do you mean?
Cricket. No.
I thought we said when you're ready.
Right to that. I'm going right to that.
All right, man. Right, well, while y'all looking up text messages and receipts, okay, man.
Let me
EA Rocket
back.
Arena dropped to $5 after release.
Oh, now he's pulling back.
Yeah, because, but you know what I mean. It's like nobody played.
Yeah.
Nobody, that's what I'm saying.
But were you on?
Dude, I said
But you're on offline mode, so we don't know you're on.
But all you have to do, like, nobody's, like, responding in a sense, like,
yesterday,
Lex,
me
do you want to play?
Me and Bobby were literally online streaming on Twitch for 5 hours just talking
Nobody's saying.
I didn't play a game for 2.5 hours. We were just talking.
We were just talking.
But nobody said, hey, I'm. They said, follow up. It's a follow up I'm waiting for.
Okay, follow up.
We're down. Okay, so then I'm like, okay, I threw it out there.
I forgot.
I've thrown out GTA.
Schedule. We need a schedule.
I've thrown out Red Dead.
That's what it
I've
is.
Thrown, the oh, only
I
time we got
told
together,
you, I'm done with Red Dead.
The only time we got together was Killing Floor. I threw out Killing Floor.
Okay, so when is the next time Lex is available?
When is what?
When will be? I know you got some stuff going on right now.
Dude, late nights.
Late nights. All right, so.
What was that first word again?
Late nights.
Bro, I got to be in bed by 9:30.
No, like
so
I'm
let's,
talking
let's
about
do Friday
like 8:30.
Night. Let's do like Friday night. Let's do Friday night. This Friday night.
I start gaming at 8:30.
This Friday night, we playing, man.
Friday night, I'm good.
This Friday night, you there, Bobby?
I got dinner plans.
Saturday night.
But afterwards, it depends how late you're going to be on, because I'll probably be home by like 9 o'clock.
Oh,
9 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm up, man.
We're there. Say no more. All right, EA Rocket Arena, man. It dropped to $5 after only weeks after release, man.
We said it.
Did anybody buy that?
No.
You know what else is crazy?
I talked shit about that game.
They started giving the game away. I went on Twitter and they were like, hey, if you email EA, let's rock it, they're going to give you a code. And they just started giving out codes. They're giving out free codes, man. Yeah, it's over with, man. That EA, that's not a game you put a price wall for, man. It's certain games. Once Fortnite kind of set that level, like, hey, if you're just going to be a battle royale game, just make it free to play.
Yeah.
Don't.
That works.
Just be free to play, because people are going to end up buying the battle pass if it's good. People are going to buy the cosmetic stuff if it's good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you guys remember the story of
Bobby got the game Rogue Company free. Mm-hmm. And within a day or the same day, he threw out $10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because there was a specific person I wanted to use.
Right. You know, he didn't want to grind to get that person. So yeah,
that's the way it is.
Right. Why not?
Why not?
Why not, man? So EA, man, you got a lot. You guys got a lot to learn,
Excuse
man.
Me.
Yeah,
y'all might as well make Skate free to play, man. Shout out to Skater XL, man. We hear you.
I'm not gonna do it.
All right, man. I see you got something on here. Konami is making PCs.
Konami's making PCs, man. Like, that's it.
That's it.
They
why?
Got, they got like three or four tiers. The cheapest one is, I think, is 800 or 1,000, something like that. They're making PCs. Legitimately. I think it's coming out in September.
All right, man. I'm done, man. PlayStation documentary, From Bedrooms to Billions, man. Anybody going to watch that?
I'm interested.
I'm very interested. I love documentaries. Tony Hawk Pro Skater has one coming out as well, too. Pretending to be Superman.
Oh, I found it.
And it's coming out right around the time of Tony Hawk Pro Skater remake. So
perfect timing.
Perfect timing, and the trailer looks awesome. I haven't seen the trailer for this PlayStation doc, but I'm pretty interested to see, because it says it's going to be from, obviously, the inception all the way up to current, so in the future. So pretty interested to see the behind the scenes. I love that behind the scenes.
That always
those decisions, like, why did they go with the PlayStation looking like that, or why did they go with, you know, these as the IPs, or, you know, launch titles. You know, I'm interested in seeing that. So, so everybody, if you haven't heard about it, there is a documentary coming out. It's called From Bedrooms to Billions. So go check it out. I think it's coming out, and it's coming out in September. So
everything's coming out in
September. When was the 28th?
It will cover the story of Sony's console career from PlayStation's launch in 1995 to the current generation.
Yeah, we're watching it. I'm watching it.
I'm watching that, man.
So I found it, the convo.
Oh, he got the receipts.
I got the receipts. Damn. So last Sunday we mentioned this World War Z thing, and I had said I had deleted it. So if we're going to be serious about this, I got to re-download it.
Right.
I mentioned that.
Right. I remember that.
On Tuesday, sheesh, I streamed, and I believe Trav streamed. No, Trav didn't stream on Tuesday. Oh, no. Yeah, I think he did. Anyway,
yeah,
we had streamed. Lex types at 6:22.
WWZ games, motherfucker.
That's what he texts.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I mean, pretty much, randomly, just throws in there. WWZ surprise stream. Because there was an update.
Crossplay. I kept saying crossplay.
I get it. WWZ surprise stream ? I instantly replied, shake my head. I have to re-download it because from when I mentioned that on Sunday till Tuesday, no one said anything about that actually happening.
Right.
So I never re-downloaded it. Right. And then he goes, well, not today necessarily, but eventually.
Yeah, because you had to re-download it. That doesn't mean
Nobody put a date on it. But then everybody else was just like, I'm down. So
we
like,
just got to put a date on it. That's it.
Just let me know, and I got to re-download it.
Communication, man. See, now we're being like Backstreet Boys,
what
man.
What are we doing tonight?
I ain't doing shit. There's a storm coming, man. I could play.
Tonight, like, I could play tonight. Yeah.
Seven-ish?
It's on.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Not seven-ish.
Yeah. He got
eight.
We'll figure it out, man. We'll get it done.
The need eight.
You might not be working tomorrow.
You're only going to get me for an hour and a half. Oh, you're right. We're not, because this storm is going
to
be worse tomorrow.
Storm comes through. I ain't driving to work. I'm out sick. Sorry. I'm not driving through that.
Yeah, my son. Yeah.
I'm not driving. I got sick time.
Luckily, we released this on Tuesday, so.
Well, did you get the number to call for tonight?
To see if we're even open? Tomorrow morning?
No, it's
supposed to call Sunday night.
Oh, okay. I have the number.
And if they say we're still planning to be open, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then on Monday morning when you wake up to come to work, you call one more time.
Okay.
To see if they decided to close or not.
That's fine.
If you guys get to it quick, just put it in the chat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's what's up.
So I'll call tonight like around 9 or 10 and see what it says.
So y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? Y'all got anything else?
Oh, we're done with the docket?
Done with the docket, man. We're done,
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to refine. Go ahead.
Shit.
What are we calling it?
Stelete.
Stelete
news. News?
Okay. Sorry, Biggs. I tried. We tried.
You want to play?
Oh, yes. Stelete news with the resident and the game whisperer. Yes.
God damn, son. All he's missing is like a little wheel. Just like
we're here, baby.
Oh my god. Give him a little turntable.
Scary, scary.
Oh my god.
Take it away.
Oh, I go first, right?
Yeah.
I'm new at this. Usually,
no, you're not. You've done this before.
I was always the second part.
Oh, that's right. He always was you.
Oh.
All right, so. There's updates.
Oh, shit.
Turn on your systems and update your games.
All right.
If you have these games,
there's an update.
You should have auto update on. Then they'd always be updated.
The end.
Now, apparently, I'm just going to read off what's here. Just the little clips. Animal Crossing update. Datamine reveals exciting new farming features. Sweet. Okay. All right. Apparently, there is a download PS4 update. Download surprise PlayStation game bonus today. I looked into it. It didn't say what it was.
Sheesh.
So I guess with it saying surprise.
We know what surprise is going to be.
The real 2K no,
game. It's WWE 2K20. But remember, surprise drop.
By the time this day came out, remember, we're recording this on Sunday. So this is today. You know, let's see what else we got over here. Nintendo Switch update. Download Pokken Tournament. Oh, I clicked on something.
We on Switch now?
This podcast went from PlayStation to Switch really quick.
Hey, it's right here. Oh, here goes something big. Call of Duty Warzone Season 5, which a lot of people are looking forward to. I don't know if y'all have seen the trailers. Have y'all seen the trailer?
No, I just seen the Doritos bag that said new Call of Duty coming. Let's go!
Yeah. Cold War, right? The Cold War.
Shout out to Doritos,
apparently,
man.
There's supposedly the stadium's supposed to be opening up in Warzone, and there's a way you can get a nuke or some shit like that.
They said,
what
should we call the stadium? Like, I'm like, what?
If they were smart.
The killing zone.
No. They would actually go out and get a sponsor, like a stadium that's for real. Okay. And then have that as like a sponsor type thing. Like, oh, shit, we're in this stadium?
Oh, shit.
You know, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know,
I co-sign that.
So basically, this season 5 Warzone update will patch a notorious Piccadilly glitch. Now, I already read some of this. I can summarize it because I do play this game and I can let you know.
Uh-huh.
Piccadilly is the most hated game or map in the game.
Okay.
A lot of people will see that come up and will just back out.
What is that?
Exactly. They won't even go in. Oh, well, shit. Apparently this glitch in one of the little kiosk things, there's like a sign that you can get behind and like you get ghosted on the map.
Oh, shit.
But then you can still see everyone.
Of course.
And when they run by, you can shoot them. And you can't see you because you're inside the
map.
You're
in the wall.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to competition, man?
Yeah. And once people find out, that's the thing. They're going to exploit it. Like, I remember back in, was it, I don't think it was Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, or early Black Ops. There was a map where you were out in a desert area. There was a bunch of rocks, pipelines, and all this shit. I totally forgot the name of it. But there was this giant rock.
Okay.
There was a big rock that when you jumped on top of it, if you, like, pressed down and squatted at the same time or something like that, you could fall into the rock.
The Rock.
Yes.
Game.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
You were inside Dwayne Johnson.
The real
Pause.
2K.
But there was a way where I don't remember if you were on top, like if you dropped and like
okay,
went to the, you
can so what games are coming out, Lex? Because he's still talking about dropping.
Well, I'm just saying. So
what else is coming?
So
bro?
they apparently fixed that problem.
All right.
Which, of all the times I've played Piccadilly,
shout out to the Loot Cave.
I've never came across that.
Okay.
I just hate it because the map sucks. All
right.
And then there is a update for Ghost of Tsushi.
Really?
Yeah. Lethal difficulty. Four tips for update 1.05.
They're making it harder?
It's already freaking.
And I'll just do this last one because I'm tired of doing this right now.
All
right. Overwatch, new update. Secretly. Why did I start this? I really don't care about Overwatch.
Let's keep it moving.
All right, keep going. There's some kind of controversial spray for the game. Okay. Next. All
right, let's go, man.
All right, game releases. Real quick, don't forget your PS Plus games. Mm-hmm. Modern Warfare 2 Remastered.
I will be playing that.
And Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout.
That will be the new Rocket League of gaming.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm every time that game comes out, that voice is coming.
Wow. Okay, sure. August 4th.
It's multiplayer?
Hell yeah, it's multiplayer.
So we're getting that.
August 4th.
Four players?
Yes.
Fall Guys.
Bro, it's a 60 people start. It's just a race from point A to point B, man.
Fall Guys, Ultimate Knock.
So we're all getting it?
It's free.
It's free.
It's free. We're all getting it. We're all playing it.
We all playing it. It's good content.
We'll have
man.
Your back.
I'll try it.
Did you watch my stream yesterday of me playing it?
No, actually, no.
Listen, okay. Lex, listen. Real quick. This podcast has gotten me to play games I hated to play.
You almost got one today. You almost got one today.
Like and I actually like them. I mean, Persona's the one that's still kind of dangling out there. Fucking turn-based. What I'm saying is the viewers, the people who are important, the viewers.
Yeah, we're talking to Nullick.
Want Nullick, Disrupt. You know, there's like 7 or 8 of them out there.
Yeah.
You have more viewers than that.
They want to see all four of us at the same time. They're asking for it.
They see us every time on this episode.
No, they want to watch us play games. Right. We can dual stream Twitch and YouTube at the same time, 2 and 2, all at the same time.
Gotcha.
It's available. All I'm saying is, I know you hate multiplayer, but for the cause, at least everyone's.
And it's not like a shooting multiplayer. Yeah. It's literally one button, jump. That's it.
That's it.
You could jump and run. That's okay. It. And a grab. You can grab. But
grab, jump, grab and run. And so there's push. 3 buttons. Now push. So
push
4
and
buttons.
Grab is like the same button. It's weird. It's weird. It's a physics game. It's just a physics game. Say, you run from
every
point
once
A to
in a while,
point B.
We
the floors might
do
move.
Something outside
the
of
doors might
also,
lock.
Hey, listen. World War
it's
Z.
It's Devolver Digital.
World War Z.
Game of the week.
But World War GTA, Z is not a multiplayer.
Red Dead. Yeah, World War Z is a multiplayer.
When we play all four of us, it's just us with the zombies.
Right.
That's multiplayer, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's just with the zombies. I thought the multiplayers you don't like is when you play PvP against other players.
Yeah, that I don't like.
So that's what I'm saying.
There's going to be like 48 other players in the room, but who cares?
Jesus.
Who cares? Whoever gets to the finish line first wins.
It's supposed to be like American Gladiators type shit, right?
That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it is. It's an obstacle course. Come on, man. It's fun. It's getting a lot of good traction. People loving this game. Okay. I'm telling you.
We need to hype up that stream. Biggs playing multiplayer with the boys.
Yeah, man. Sure.
Wow. Sure.
We'll talk behind the scenes, man. Yeah, more boys to men and B2K talk. All right, let's go.
All right. Keep going.
For you PC fans out there, Horizon Zero Dawn is coming August 7th. That's relevant. That's very relevant.
Speaking of PC...
Hey.
No, I don't know if I want to drop that just yet. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah.
August 7th, we got Hyperscape.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry, August 11th. Did I say 11th?
Yeah, 11th. Yeah. Coming, man.
100% urban battle royale. Explore Neo Arcadia streets and rooftops for intense firefights, cat and mouse chases, and unprecedented verticality. Then it has loot your abilities, solo or in squad. In the streets or on the rooftops, loot unique weapons and rule-bending hacks to define your playstyle. A shifting battleground. Escape the decay that dissolves city districts. Adapt to random game-changing effects. Fight to be the last one standing or take the crown and claim victory.
All right. That's it?
Yeah, man. That's all right, it. Man. There's really nothing, you know.
All right.
All right. If that's it, man. You got one for this week?
Yeah, I'll muster something up. All right. Remix.
I'm like, what am I most impressed in? All right, go ahead.
No, you pressed the right one.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Do I want to do that one or just talk about that? No, I was. You know what really grinds or shaves my sprockets?
Sheesh.
I like the little added sheesh there. I'm gonna complain about the construction again out here.
Oh shit.
In Florida, because they just do what they want. They don't even tell you when shit's going to be closed. Like one day driving to work, right? Yeah. 4:30 in the morning, going down the road. Next thing you know, 408 is closed.
That sucks.
Or no, I-4 is closed. Right?
Really?
Just I-4. You can only go east.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, are you shitting me? All right, so you know what? I'm going to stay on 408, and I'm going to keep going straight down. I see another sign just past where they closed I-4. There was no sign leading up to that. It just happened. But then when you pass I-4, then there was a sign saying construction 2 miles up the road.
Detour.
I'm thinking, holy shit, that might be John Young.
Right.
So me trying to be somewhat strategic, and you know, granted, I'm still half asleep that early in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get off on OBT, cut through the town a little bit.
OBT,
bada bing, bada boom. I was gonna go up the road and then get to I-4 from there.
This is Orlando talk, baby.
Yeah, Orlando talk. So here I am trekking down OBT. The road for I-4 off of OBT, it's not even there anymore.
Oh, shit. Oh.
They try to get rid of OBT.
It's bro.
They are. They're trying to get rid of OBT.
Barricaded and coned and roped up, and it's all there's no concrete there. It's like, where did it go?
Does everybody, it's like, when you find, like, an address to, like, somewhere you got to go, like, hey, there's a restaurant, and then you see the OBT as the street?
Dude, I almost ran into a...
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I almost ran into a ditch, like, on the way here, the exit.
Yeah.
There was, like, no cones letting you know that, hey, don't exit here.
Yeah, exactly. So I just kept going straight and had to drive through the hood and come back and all this other stuff. Then there was another time where... It said 408 closed. Okay. So I'm like, all right, 408's closed. I'm just not going to fuck with it. I'm going to get off downtown by Amelia and go through like where the magic play and all that shit and just.
Yeah.
No.
Division Road.
Everything was closed there. There was so many detours. The detours don't make sense. The detours get you lost. I'm like, what the fuck?
I would have called out. Fuck it.
Yeah. I can't believe. It's like.
I can't get to y'all.
The organization skills. Yeah, it's like these roads don't want me to go to work today. I'm just going to call out. I can't believe
y'all it. Y'all give me a map, man.
And then, the best part, they've been fixing the bridge for the longest time, going down 408 by I-4.
That ain't never happening, man.
It has four lanes, okay? So you have two lanes is technically 408.
Mm-hmm.
One lane all the way to the right is the only lane that goes on the bridge to go east on I-4. The third lane, you drive next to the bridge, but still technically on 408. And then there's this like man-made road that goes under the bridge that gets you to I-4.
Right.
Okay. All of a sudden, my mindset, because it's been there for so long, when I see that downtown skyline and I'm about to cross that bridge, mm-hmm. once I cross that bridge, I get in the third lane. My mind's already set. Third lane. So I'm driving, third lane, and then, boom, here comes I-4. Here I am driving to work, third lane, cruising, and I'm like, what? This road's about to do something weird. So I go into the other lane, right? And then all of a sudden, with no signs, because sometimes usually they say...
Another dolphin.
usually they say, hey, the road's different, or
detour,
detour. Entry road, entry ramp, different route, or some shit like that, you know? None of that. There was none of that. So I'm cruising, and I'm just like, was I supposed to take...
Oh, shit.
And then you look, and then you see all the signs. I'm like, motherfucker, I was supposed to take the bridge finally. Because now they made the bridge split. So now you take the two right lanes, go with the bridge, and then you go east or west.
That sounds amazing.
They just completely took I-4 exit Orlando, off of 408. But didn't tell you.
We love you, Orlando.
And Google's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google.
You're going the wrong way. And it's like, technically, because you're not updated. But
Rerouting.
Yeah. You're going the wrong way. Make a U-turn. Ain't no road there.
Yeah. I'm on the Skyway Bridge. How am I going to make a U-turn? Just makes no sense, man. Freaking roads will just shut down at any time. You just never know.
I got you, man. That it?
That's it for me.
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
This construction needs to
end. Got some business to handle before we get out of here, man.
Uh-oh.
It's live.
Oh.
PSNBSpodcast.com is live and up and running, man. So go ahead and get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Get some merch.
Yes.
You know, other items coming soon. So go ahead and get the face mask.
I ordered a mask.
Go ahead and get the jacket. Keep you warm for this winter.
That guy Biggs, who used to be in this podcast, he ordered one.
Yeah, go ahead and get the phone cases.
Yep.
They got all the phone cases, all the iPhones from 1 to 12, whatever. Yeah. It's there.
Wait, is iPhone 12 already?
Yeah. It's there.
It's there. Even though it's not out yet, it's there.
Seriously? Oh, I don't know.
Hey, man, just go ahead and show support, man. You know, and then if you do purchase something, hit us on the DM. When you get it, take a picture. We'll post you. We'll put you in the story. We'll shout you out on the podcast, man. Yeah. Just go ahead and show support, mm-hmm. man.
Yep.
Also, again, we're on Twitch streaming weekly. Well, daily, I guess. PSNBSPOD, man. Just go ahead and follow us there. Follow us also on Twitter and all the other social medias.
IG. You know.
And also, we have our first tournament, DBZ.
That's right.
Yes.
What's the date, guys?
August 22nd.
Saturday. If you're in the Orlando area, you can find us on what's that? A Smash GG website.
Mm-hmm.
Smash. Go ahead and sign up.
Just sign up, man. Under what is it? Under Fine Tournament.
Yeah, Fine Tournament. And then just PSNBS.
PSNBS.
The first and only one that's there.
Yep.
It will pop up. Sign up. Link will be in the bio. There we go.
Yeah.
Link will
be in the bio. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kev.
But just in case.
Just in case you want to take the long way, take the travel way.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah. Everything I'm talking about right now will be in the bio. I'm pretty sure, you know, when Biggs finds himself, he'll spruce up this part of the episode and there'll be things you can click on.
Yeah. So. It might be somewhere
here.
Or here.
I'm going to get it right.
Here.
We'll see who gets it right.
Right.
Yeah, just pick one, Biggs.
But yeah, man, just go ahead and show support, man, and go ahead and get on those websites, bookmark it. Don't forget it, because there'll be more to come.
Yes.
There'll be more to come, man.
Oh, yes.
Especially if you're in the Orlando area. Just come and hang out. Even if you don't even want to participate, just come and hang out, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
See what's
I'm
up to the see what's up with the boys, man. Challenge that guy.
Whoa, I am signed up in the tournament. So,
but with that being said, man, is that everything?
That's everything, man.
We good.
All right, man. Catch us on the next episode without Biggs. This has been another episode.
The right one.
Wow,
I was pressed the wrong one. It's about to be a whole lot of.
You want to play?
This has been another remix. Episode 47. It's been the boys, PS and BS. We out of here. Yeah.